All right, special Soccer Matters Extra here as we continue on, brought to you by Cactus Music, my good friends down at Cactus Music. Vinyl needs, you go there, go see my friend Quinn. He's getting prepped for the Rolling Stones here in Houston. So it's Cactus Music. Joining us right now, excellent goalkeeper in Major League Soccer, well over 200 appearances for DC United, 8 caps for the U.S. national team, 2-time Gold Cup winner with the U.S. Was the first player signed out of the DC United Academy. He's an Open Cup winner, MLS Goalkeeper of the Year 2014. He is Bill Hamid. You will know him well if you have followed Major League Soccer. He joins us now. Bill, thanks so much for coming on.
I felt like that was my ring walk.
Well,
I
I'll
feel
be
like that
willing
you
to
were
do
the
it
ring
for free.
announcer.
I'll do it for free for you, no problem. Well, let's just kind of get into it because, you and me were talking prior to getting into this interview that, I saw that you played in the Open Cup for Northern Virginia FC. And I'm like, wait a second, where has Bill Hamid been? Because I hadn't been focused on the Eastern Conference as much. That led me to look for you, and that led me to want to do this interview. So just kind of take us into playing right now for Northern Virginia in the Open Cup, and then your designs on what the next step is in your career.
Yeah, so Northern Virginia, thank you to them for giving me that opportunity. It came up, they got a late invite into the Open Cup by US Soccer, and they're already a very good program there in USL too. And then they also play in some regional leagues. So they had a foundation already, and then they wanted to add some pieces to that team. And thankfully, I've known those guys that run that program. I've known them since I was a young boy in this area, coming up from this area. So, man, it was good just to catch back up with the Sheetahs, Mo Sheetah, Kareem Sheetah, and AJ Sheetah, and I'm so grateful for them for inviting me, giving me the opportunity to captain the team. Out there, a bunch of, very talented local players, very talented local players that are also coach, but they have the desire and they have the goals of wanting to play at the highest level. So those guys are really going for it, and they gave me that opportunity to lead them onto the field, which was good, because we ended up taking the lead, ended up taking the lead. We went down early off of a clearance that deflected off somebody, went into an open net, which was unfortunate. But we ended up taking a lead late on and going into halftime 2-1. A bunch of guys that never played together and had 10 days to put a team together and do something. So, that was good. But come to the end, Carolina, they made some substitutions. And shout out to Eddie Pope, Eddie Pope for DC United legend, who's the GM there. Roy Lassiter, who's the head coach at Carolina Core. And I really admire those guys. I've admired them my whole career. So, but they were able to get it over the line and secure a win at home in front of a nice crowd down there at UNCG. So, for me, I put my best foot forward. I'm not too I'm humble enough for me to say, I'm going to step onto this field with these players and give it my all and give it a go. And it felt good. It felt good to be back out there and to make saves and hear the crowd and all that jazz. I've been really dreaming of it. I've been focused on trying to get back there. So it really felt good to fly around there and make some saves and play some soccer again.
He's Bill Hamid joining us here, former DC United goalkeeper, over 231 appearances, 33 years of age. I mean, in some ways, you just described the beauty of the Open Cup as well. I mean, think about the guys on Northern Virginia who are going to one day talk at the table. Hey, I played with the former DC United star goalkeeper, Bill Hamid. I mean, there's so much in that game that you described that is really the Open Cup.
Yeah, it is. It is. And to that point, like it's kind of weird when like these young guys say that to me. It's kind of weird because I don't really think that I don't know. I don't think I've done too much, but it's just like these young kids say that, like, yo, it's actually like an honor. I used to like watch a play. I'm like, all right, cool. That's really heartwarming, like, let's go get this win. Let's do this, So no, it's good, and it's a good opportunity. And it's football. It's football. These players are actually Carolina Core, very solid team. MLS Next for a reason. The level of players that they had are the players that can step into the MLS arena right now and perform if need be. And that's why they're an MLS next franchise. So it was good level of talent to play against, test yourself against, especially since the last time I played was July or August of last year. So to step into that being my next game, that level of competition, I think was important for me to kind of gauge where I'm at and continue progressing forward.
Bill Hamid joining us, former DC United goalkeeper playing in the Open Cup. All right, so where are you now? Because when I say Bill Hamid, 33 years of age, he's a young man. Goalkeepers ripen with age, they say, right? Because you're a little less dependent on the athleticism and more on the experience and the angles and all the other things. So, you know, just for my listeners, tell everybody where you're at and what's the future look like for you and what you want it to look like.
Yeah. So, you know, I've been in London, you know, since the beginning of this year. I've been in London. I was training in the UK. I set that up personally for the simple fact to just stay fit, get fit, control what I can control. Ultimately, that's all you got, you know, is, you know, people are decision makers at clubs. They are going to be the ones that are deciding who we're going to have in preseason, so on and so forth. My focus was I need to stay fit. If that call comes, be prepared for the opportunity. So I set up a training stint in the UK. Our first club was Norwich City. You know, I have a good friend, Declan Rudd, former goalkeeper himself, just retired not too long ago. And he played at Preston North End, Norwich City, played for them in Premier League. I was there in 2015 training with them, and that's when I met him. They were interested in me at the time when I was playing for DC United. So I had stayed in contact with Declan, and now he's one of the goalkeeper coaches in their group of goalkeeper coaches in the club. They got a great club there, great training grounds. So I was there for 2 weeks, getting it in, you know, staying fit, working, getting film, analyzing it, and just preparing myself. And then after that 2 weeks, I went down to London where my family is. Both my parents grew up in London, so we have a home there. And I was training with Crystal Palace. So the gentleman who brought me to Norwich City, the goalkeeper coach in 2015, his name is Dean Kiley, who was the goalkeeper coach for Declan as well. So now he's at Crystal Palace as their goalkeeper coach. Because my family, we live in London, so I was able to, you know, have a place to train there as well. So, you know, same, able to train, stay fit, get fit, analyze film, and prepare myself while having these conversations with clubs in MLS, clubs in the USL Championship, about, okay, what are some possibilities with the people that I rely on, the people that I have relationships with, just keep an eye on the market, seeing, you know, where are their goalkeeper needs, contracts may be running out, goalkeeper organizations looking for maybe a different direction if possible. And I had some preseason invites. I went to one preseason camp in the USL Championship. They decided to go a different direction, which I respect. They went with a younger local talent, which I respect. But I've just had a lot of conversations. I've had a lot of conversations and just trying to see where things fit. You know, I've got a lot of guys that I got a respect for in the league. And being at DC United for so long, you've seen a lot of guys, a lot of coaches, a lot of players come through the door, and they're now off at different clubs. So, you know, I'm just keeping in contact and letting them know that I'm still fit, sending people my film, whether it's training film or game film, making sure that my film is being circulated throughout the right circles, and being patient. I think ultimately that's the one thing, is being patient and controlling what I can control, which is my fitness levels. I'm training very, very hard. I have a slew of trainers that I'm working with right now. And I got Nova FC, a local club that's willing to help me. And I'm grateful for that. So I'm on the right track mentally, physically. You know, I went through a lot with my family and my mother's health. And you know, I had surgeries. I had a lot going on, and all the birth of a child, my first child, becoming a father. It was very... a nervous point in my life after just being a professional athlete nonstop, you know, since 18, since before I finished high school, I signed with DC. So big learning curve that I went through, but I think it happened for the best. And I've come out of it the right way. So I'm staying patient. I'm working my tits off to be prepared for that next opportunity. And it's a beautiful feeling. I feel strong and I feel focused on what's to come.
Bill Helmy joining us. It seems like your journey has really been one that's been pretty enlightening too, because, you know, you go from being the show, being the goalkeeper at DC, great soccer market in America. How did things end with DC? Because
beautiful.
And I don't want to get into anything you don't want to get into, but.
No, it ended up beautiful. It ended up beautiful. That's my home. You know, I'm not far from the stadium right now. You know, where I'm in my home, you know, I could run there if I really wanted to, you know, and that's my home. You know, like I said, I stood next to the mayor and helped put the shovel in the ground for the stadium. You know, I train kids at RFK Stadium right now. There's a $30 million complex at RFK, beautiful turf fields for the community. And I train kids there right now outside the old rickety stadium that's still standing, you know, so.
Fantastic.
No, it's a blessing to have played there. It's a blessing to call it home. It's a blessing to have all those people there that are amazing people throughout the years that still live in the area, maybe don't even work at the club anymore. And the people at the club now, you know, and from the top down, it's all amazing. It ended well. It was a long journey. You know, you spent a long time with a certain club, you know, and I think that I think maybe there's a possibility in the future. I hope. You know, I thought that there was this off season. And that was one of the reasons why I was very, very focused on staying fit, getting fit. That just didn't come to fruition. That's okay. You know, there's a change in their leadership, in the coach's office and in the front office, and that's fine. I love the club, man. I love being and representing the club. People recognize me here because of DC United and what we were able to do together. And it's just a beautiful feeling, man. Like, to be able to have inspired so many people that are like grownups now and used to like go to RFK and with their parents, like they have their earliest memories from that. So it's like, no, it all ended beautiful, and I hope that one day I can play for them again. I was hoping that I could go to preseason with them this preseason. And like I said, that was one of the reasons why I had set up the training stint, because there was a little bit of a thought, and there was some conversations happening about me going to preseason with the right people. And that just didn't come to light, and that's okay, you know, you know, I was ready for it. I was ready for it. When I found out that I wasn't going to go to preseason, I was ready for it. So I was ready to showcase myself and showcase that I was going to be an asset to the organization. So on the field specifically. So it didn't happen, but it's okay, because DC United is like in my heart, you know.
Bill, first of all, congratulations on being a father.
Thank you, man. Thank you. Are you a father? Are you a father yourself?
No, I'm not. I wish I had been, but no, I'm not.
Lucky man. Lucky man.
Well, I probably sleep a little better than you.
But yeah, you definitely do. You sleep. No wonder why your skin looks good, man.
But what? How does that change your outlook on life, you know, having a child?
Oh, my gosh. Talk about a motivation. Talk about a constant thought of needing to fulfill your responsibility and your dedication towards a life that you are responsible for, a life that depends on you, that looks at you and is learning from your every move, And that's like so motivating. It's like inside of you, I'm looking out of the car window, like driving, and just, it's his face, you know, it's his laugh. It's like his well-being, you know, and my well-being, because ultimately my well-being is going to bring out the best well-being for him. So it's like, it feels good. It feels good to be a father. It's like the biggest and the best thing that's ever happened to me. I'm so grateful for Rochelle for granting me the opportunity to being a father. I'm just dedicated to being the best I can for Rochelle and for Omari and for my family.
What's the target? USL, MLS?
MLS. I go anywhere in the world, honestly. At this point, I go anywhere in the world. I want to play football. I'm a football player. I'm a goalkeeper. I keep the ball out the net. I make the opposing fans upset. I make the opposing fans put their hands on the top of their head. Like, oh, that's my thing.
Happened a few
You
times when I was calling your games. Back to
know?
the games I got to call when you were on DC United for
That's what
sure.
I do. That's what makes me tick. That's what makes me tick. And I just had to go through some trials and tribulations, but you know, that's what makes me tick. And I'm gonna do it to the best of my ability. I'm still fit. I'm sharp. I'm, you know, I don't have any lingering issues on my body. I'm focused mentally and physically. I'm strong. So, you know, I'm at a good place right now. So hopefully we can find a club, and from there really just showcase yourself, help yourself, help the club have success. You know, I just want to continue having success and hopefully get back on the national team, because I definitely believe I'm there.
Bill Lemay joining us. Look, you know, you and I spoke before about how young goalkeepers, it's a lot about the athleticism, and then you see people mature. This has happened in your career. At what point, what age, what line of demarcation do you say to yourself now that, yeah, I think I really have begun to fully understand this very unique position, a goalkeeper?
I'd probably say, you know, ironically, I'd probably say 2020. I'd probably say 2020 is when I did, but then the pandemic happened. There was something about coming out of that January camp and having this flow about me, having this ability to find certain passes, read the game in a way where you could exert a little bit less energy, but put yourself in the right positioning to be able to just make sure the outcome is in your favor, you know, help the team move the ball along, whatever the task was at that time for me in 2020. I felt like I was able to just do it and do it cleanly. And from there, I think that's when I realized, okay, yeah, my game is I could be, you know, I just wish I'd had more games since then, just, you know, a little less time off the field. But it definitely 2020, you know, coming something off that camp, man, and something off that off that
You
beginning
would
of
have
that
been about
season.
what, 28, 29 years of age at that point? Yeah, that's awesome.
I just started to feel. And then since then, you know, like even on the field now, you know, like if I'm just to talk about the most recent game, you know, I didn't have any games prior to that. I had no games. I had nothing. And I was able to, as I analyzed the game, get myself into certain positions. There were some mistakes that I did make, but I was able to get to myself in certain positions and make these saves without having no games and have an effect on the team without having no games. So I realized, yeah, it's definitely in there. It's definitely in there. And it's just about continuing to polish it, continuing to learn new things. And I don't think I've arrived. I don't think I'm a finished product by any means necessary. So I hope when I find my next club that I have a good goalkeeper coach that continues to help polish who I am, because I think that, you know, every goalkeeper has their identity, and it starts from when you're young. And from there, you just continue to mold that identity. And how effective can you be on the field to help your team find success? That's ultimately what it is.
He's Bill Hamid, DC United. You remember him, 231 appearances. FC Midtjylland. Now, it's not a place where you got to play. It's a big team in Denmark in the Super League. In fact, here in Houston, we have Erik Svejtjenko, who was a center back there, who I'm sure you're aware of. Tell us about those times because, you know, that's a big move for you. It's a club that's well known. I know it in Denmark because I have a lot of Danish friends. And that desire to get to Europe is something the American player has had. So maybe just talk about those experiences. You didn't get the games you wanted, but it was a daily fight, right?
Yeah, if I was to summarize it up, I wish I'd have stayed a little bit longer. I wish I would have waited. But we were opening Audi Field, and we were having a lot of conversations about what was going on in MLS at the time, what was going on at DC at the time. So ended up coming back a bit soon, came back on loan. But Midtjylland was one heck of an eye-opener. I tell you what a beautiful journey that was. Denmark is an unbelievable country. I think I actually saw on was it Al Jazeera, maybe? It was Over 60 years of age, it is the number one happiest country in the world.
I think I'm going
And
to move there tomorrow now that you told me that.
yeah, I think, I mean, it might have been
Tells
Al
me
Jazeera or
Denmark,
something like
everything's
that.
the greatest. So
There you
maybe
go. And then
that's
under 60, it's number five in the world, happiest countries in the world. It was honestly, I was very happy. I was very happy. I loved the system. I loved the mindset of the people, the culture. I really loved it. I wish I'd have, been a little more patient. I wish I'd have known the idea of patience at that point of my life. I learned a lot. We ended up winning a league in a half year. So I'd have a Danish Superliga championship under my belt as well because I played. So, it was a beautiful ceremony. From there, I went through a lot. From the beginning, it was very, very cold. I remember like kickoffs at like 11 degrees. It was interesting. It was a lot to come into and get, but I had to get myself super fit, which I did. I had to really get prepared. Won a cup match. The first match I played was a cup match. We won. We advanced, and from there played at Brøndby away, which is one of their big teams in Copenhagen. And man, what an experience. I mean, talk about a club that's played in Champions League, a club that, has done it at the highest level. And to hear it, to feel it, to be there was real, and it felt good. And we won the league that year, thankfully. Went to Champions League qualifying, which was also an eye-opener. Went to Kazakhstan to play FC Astana. Out of two legs, man, we I think we lost the first one 3-2, the second one 2-1 at home, but we really put our best foot forward to try to qualify for the Champions League that year, and we did it. But man, to see all that, be in that, it was a blessing. It was such a blessing to my life. It gave me an idea of what could be, and I'm thankful for it. I'm thankful for it. I ended up coming back on loan for the opening of Audi Field. But I'm thankful for it. I'm thankful for that opportunity, and thankful to all those at Midtjylland and the people in Denmark that I'm still friends with, which is amazing to still have friends there. And yeah, it was good.
He's Bill and me. Bill, thanks so much for coming on tonight. Let me just remind everybody about Bill. I mean, if you don't know, you should know. Incredibly emblematic goalkeeper at DC United. Eight caps for the US, won the Gold Cup twice, came out of the DC United Academy, as Bill mentioned. Open Cup winner in 2013, and he was the MLS Goalkeeper of the Year in 2014. By the way, if you're an MLS club or a USL club, keep an eye on Bill Hamid. He's out there. Bill, anything you want? Before I let
Thank
you
you,
go,
man.
thanks so much for coming on.
No, thanks so much for having me. I appreciate you, man.
All right, that's Bill Hamid, and we appreciate him coming on tonight, courtesy of Cactus Music.